I don't want you to come around here no more. I beg you for mercy. You don't know how strong my weakness is or how much it hurts me. Cause when you say it's all...
There's some discussion about a bear. I'm sure you heard about it in the news that was cited. It was coming, wandered into Illinois from Wisconsin about 2 weeks ago. And I believe that there's been a lot of bear stories in general. I know that it didn't happen here, but there was a woman that fought off a bear with a laptop. And then I was thinking, with everyone told to go outside, everyone spending more time outside and in the woods and on trails and on long bike rides and going to parks as well, going camping. That's also something everyone's sort of doing right now. So we figured it might be good to talk to an expert about what to do when you do see wildlife. Joining us right now is Stephanie Fitzsimmons. She is a biologist at Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. So had you heard about this bear?
Oh, the bear, yes. He's pretty much overtaken my entire life. Yes. So I am the district wildlife biologist for the Department of Natural Resources for Lake McHenry and Kane County, but I'm also temporarily assigned as the large carnivore biologist. So this bear wandered into Illinois on June 10th, and it has been nothing but bears since.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I mean, I bet you never expected that. You know, you have the pandemic going on, everything else. And then, of course, now this bear has taken over your life.
Yes. Yeah. It's 2020 has definitely been a strange year for sure.
So tell us about black bears and, you know, are they prevalent? Like, what should we know about them?
Well, so we historically lived in Illinois. Wisconsin has a very healthy black bear population. And so this black bear actually came from Wisconsin. And we were notified, the department was notified on June 5th that it was kind of hanging around the state line in Monroe, Wisconsin. And we work with different natural resource agencies, and we've all kind of been keeping each other updated. But June 10th, it wandered into Joe Davies County near East Dubuque, Galena area, and actually crossed the Mississippi River, had some time in Iowa, and then on June 18th, it came back into Illinois at Andalusia, Illinois, which is in Rock Island County. And it has been traveling south ever since. And tonight it is in Hancock County.
Wow. How do you keep up with this bear so precisely?
Well, we work with our conservation police officers. That's another division of the Department of Natural Resources. And we've been working closely with any local law enforcement. The Illinois State Police have been giving us updates. So, and actually, Facebook posts. Social media has been very helpful in letting us kind of know what's going on as well. So, and we do get updates. We have a website, Wildlife Illinois, that has a page devoted to unusual animal sightings, mainly large carnivores. And the public can go on there and report the sightings of where they've seen the black bear as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, we've actually gotten daily updates since he stepped back into Illinois. So it's been good.
Now, so Stephanie, what do we, first of all, and I'm sure that you don't know I'm not asking for the exact percentage and what the chances are for us to run into a black bear, but I mean, it's highly unusual, right?
It's very unusual. So since 2008, there's been, in the state of Illinois, there's been five different confirmed sightings. The most recent one up here was in 2014, where a male black bear actually kind of almost did the same thing, wandered from Wisconsin into Joe Davies, wandered over into the Rockford area, down into the Rochelle area, and then back up into Wisconsin. It's increasingly happening more. The black bear population in Wisconsin is thriving, and it's a very healthy population. So this is definitely not the last time we're going to see this happen, but it's a rare occasion.
Okay.
That it does come down, a black bear would come down into into Illinois.
What do we do if, on the rarest of occasions, we do run into a black bear? What do we do?
Sure. So black bears are actually one of the smallest species of bear in the United States, and they're very timid. They're omnivores. They eat plants, and they eat small mammals and fish and insects. So they're not really going after anything large.
Okay.
They're a pretty, like I said, they're a timid species. So they're really only going to attack if they're provoked or if they get too used to humans. So we're advising the public, please don't provoke it, don't harass it, don't feed it, and there really shouldn't be any problems. And this bear has not instigated any sort of human nor property conflict since it's been on its journey.
So just leave it alone.
But exactly. What we're trying to get out to the public is, this bear's outcome in Illinois is 100% dependent on how people are reacting around it. Don't overcrowd it. Don't provoke it. Don't follow it. Don't stay back at least 100 yards. We're telling people, look online at the Be Bear Aware campaign. It tells you everything you need to know about bear encounters. But really, just don't get any closer than 100 yards and just leave it alone so it can continue its journey safely.
I love that. So it's Be Bear Aware.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
So tell me, with everyone headed out to the, forest preserves and they're, outside because we're told that it's safer outside and trying to find activities, and a lot of families are traveling also to, parks as well, on doing road trips. What are some animals that we could encounter that could potentially be dangerous if we didn't react properly?
Well, I mean, really, in a normal situation when we don't have a black bear in Illinois, probably the most calls that I get of nervous public is mm-hmm. the coyote.
Yeah.
And just seeing a coyote doesn't mean that there's an issue.
Okay.
Coyotes are everywhere. They are even in downtown Chicago. We know that for a fact that they're at Soldier Field, they're on Navy Pier, they're everywhere. They've adapted to their surroundings. Most of the time there are no human conflicts with coyotes at all, again, unless they're being fed. Mm-hmm. So we like to tell people, if you see a coyote, be a proactive pet parent. If you have a small dog, take it out at night. Go out with it when it goes potty. If you have an outdoor cat, maybe bring it in for a while until you don't see that coyote lingering around. And then if you have any type of food source, bring those food sources inside for now. So garbage cans, pet food, anything like that. If you're feeding wildlife, it doesn't necessarily need to be the seed that you're feeding the birds, but whatever's feeding off of that seed, birds, small mammals, things like that. So removing all food sources usually gets wildlife to move out of your yard. They like a free lunch, and when we provide that with pet food mm-hmm. or bird food or wildlife food, that's when they like to come into the neighborhoods.
Yeah, who doesn't like a free lunch? That sounds pretty good, right?
Exactly.
Now, with coyotes, Stephanie, like, where do they live? I feel like I've even seen I've seen them in the city. Where do they live? Like, where do they hang out? And, like, are they in little packs, or do they like to be alone?
Most coyotes are loners. You can have, like, mating pairs that will hang out with each other. Definitely after a female has had pups, the family unit will stay together until those coyotes can go out on their own. But usually they're loners, and usually they stay in a pretty small home range. And actually, Cook County Forest Preserve has been doing a coyote project for many, many years, and there's a lot of good information on their website about their coyote project, where they've actually collared and GPSed coyotes.
Ooh.
And they can see what their home range is and how far they travel. And there's a lot of really good information. If people have concerns about coyotes, it's really good information.
And you said that's with the Cook County Forest Preserve.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Well, guess what, Stephanie? Guess what wildlife I saw last night? In the city.
What did you see?
In the city. And I haven't seen one in so long. It was a skunk.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yep.
I was like, yeah, I couldn't. It was just hanging out. It was like in the city. Like, down. What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty elusive creatures. Possums and we see a lot more raccoons out in the daylight. But possums and skunks are pretty elusive and like to only come out at night. So, we've got pretty big population of skunk in the area as well.
But
again, they're nothing to really be concerned about unless
right.
you get sprayed.
Yeah, no. And it was really pretty. And, like the white stripe on it.
Oh, they're very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. It's always great to to hear about, the wildlife. And it's a cool story, this black bear, as long as hopefully, no mm-hmm. one reacts poorly and the bear can be safe
right.
and humans can be safe, too, and pets.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Stephanie. Yeah. Really appreciate it. That was Stephanie Fitzsimmons, biologist at Illinois Department of Natural Resources. So if you see a black bear, just leave it alone. That's what she says. And the website was Be Bear Aware to learn more.